Hello, hello. Welcome in, ladies of No BS. Welcome to the nighttime eating and drinking and all the things call. Welcome. So glad you're here. We've got Jean is here, probably some others. Let me know in the chat that you're here. I'd love for you to say hello. Let me know where you are. And also, just a reminder, please put your chat to everyone instead of hosts and panelists. We got Central Florida, me too. Well, not exactly Central, but I'm in Florida, Nancy. Yes, Maureen, I had a little fun tonight. I renamed myself instead of Coach Lizzie. It was Coach Liz Yay. Liz Yay! Let's go! Come on, right? If we can't have fun on a Tuesday night, when can you have fun, right? People reserve their fun for Friday nights and Saturday nights. I say all the fun is happening on Tuesdays with the No BS ladies. Exactly, right? We got Central PA, we got Northern Illinois, Arkansas. Fantastic. Everybody is around. It's okay. So we're here for the nighttime meeting call, nighttime drinking, nighttime gummies, nighttime whatever's you got going on. This is a live coaching call. So please raise your hand for live coaching because I would live to have a quick conversation with you about whatever's going on. And as usual, like when we kind of kick off a call, as people are joining in, I got a little bit of stuff to say, and I would really love to hear your thoughts. So, I think it was a week ago. I hosted the How to Lose 5 Pounds This Month call, and I said, you know, if someone said, Lizzie, just give me the details. How am I going to lose 5 pounds this month? I would say, all right, you got the actions. The above the surface of the iceberg. So like above the surface of, you know, iceberg above the surface of the water. The action steps are like leave 3 bites behind, stop it enough, those things. Those are the actions, what to do. But then there's your thinking. And like if you were to lose 5 pounds this month, how would you need to think differently? And I said, don't diet. Just don't diet. Why? Because the very nature of a diet is that it's temporary. And you don't want to just lose weight. You want to live at a lower weight. You want to live the life you want to lose weight for. And that is not included in a diet. So don't diet. Yada, yada, yada. Longer, you know, conversations happen. And then around 30 minutes in, Elaine shows up on the call and she says, you know, Lizzie, we've heard this before, like it's a lifestyle, it's not a diet, all that. But something about the way you said it landed differently. And I was like, okay, yeah. Say more. She's like, well, if it's not a diet, there's nothing to quit. If it's not a diet, there's nothing to quit. So when you have those, oh shit, I blew it moments, or fuck it, doesn't matter, I'll start over Monday. Or, I can't believe how many calories was in that lunch. It doesn't matter. If it's not a diet, there's nothing to quit. It's just your next choice. It's just, what do I want to choose for me? What feels good? Why? Why do I want to choose it? And if we take this a little deeper, y'all know I love me some analogies. And so I've been playing with some analogies about this and the idea of like you can opt out of diet mentality. Because with diet mentality, there's rules and you play to win the game. You play to win, or, you know, and so like if there's rules and there's a game, you can either win or lose. And I mean, frankly, how often do we feel like we're winning? Not that much. Most of the time, we feel like we're losing. But my point is, what if we just opt out of the game? So, an analogy I'm playing with, I'd love your feedback on this, is like imagine you're holding the cafeteria lunch tray in eighth grade and you just got the food from the cafeteria lady and you turn around and you face the sea of tables and you're like, oh God, where do I sit? Deep breath. And you can feel your blood pressure rising. You can feel the anxiety. Like, this is before you even had words for, you didn't even know what blood pressure was. You didn't even know what anxiety was, but you could feel it. You're like, my heart is beating faster. I'm sweating a little bit. Oh, where do I sit? Well, there's the cool kids table over there, and there's the, you know, the cute girls who have it. I don't really know what it is, but I know they have it and I don't have it. And then there's the nerdy kids, and there's the smart kids, and then there's that table way over there that no one is sitting at all. And diets are like that. And sometimes diets let you sit at the cool kid table. They're like, you can, yeah, come on over here. You can lose 5 pounds. You can lose 7.5 pounds. Come on. You can sit with us for now. And you're like, okay, phew, this is working for now. No one's gonna find me out, right? It's okay. And then, so like maybe that lasted for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 months, who knows? And then something happened. You regain the weight, and whatever happened, you got kicked off of the cool kid table. You don't even know what you did wrong. And suddenly you're with the nerdy kids. Or you're with, the table where nobody's sitting at, and you're like, I knew it. They found me out. And it's like the cafeteria. Diets have these rules. The cafeteria has these like social rules where you can play the game and you can get it right or you can get it wrong. And my friend, I know you who's listening, you are at an age where at some point, hopefully, you got to a point where you're like, okay, forgive me, but I'm gonna channel my inner Corinne here, where you're like, fuck the cool kids. I could not care less. They can do them. I'm doing me. One of the beautiful things about getting older is I could give a shit what people think. And that is what I'm talking about with diets. Let's opt out of the cool kids' rules. Let's opt out of the diets and the rules and be like, listen, diet, do your thing. Whatever. You got the cafeteria. I'm walking out and I'm having lunch outside underneath the trees. I'm doing me. I am doing me. I am eating what feels good to me. I'm eating what I want. If you want to have a chocolate Easter bunny for lunch because it tastes delicious, okay. Okay. It's just you and you. And you get to be like, why am I having it? Am I having it because it tastes delicious? Or I'm having it because I'm trying to quiet the rules that say you shouldn't have chocolate Easter bunnies for lunch? So, that is what I'm talking about. I would love your feedback on this analogy of like, what if we could, instead of playing by the rules and like hoping that we get in, hoping that they accept us, and just be like, fuck the rules. I'm stepping outside. I'm doing me. I'm gonna wear my purple hat and my red coat and my sequin shoes and be like, screw it. I don't care what you think. I'm doing me. That's what I want you to say to the diet. I'm doing me. And if you want to have a chocolate Easter bunny for lunch, great. Why? It's just you and you. Another sort of side analogy, the same thought, but maybe this, I don't know how well this one's going to land, but I was talking to a different client today. I was like, have you ever seen the movie The Matrix? And so in The Matrix, it's like this whole pretend world that our brains are plugged into, and it's so real and everything is so very real. But when you like get unplugged, you're like, it was just a fantasy. It was just made up. And that's kind of what diets are. There's these illusions that all of these things are super, super real. But what is actually real is you and your body, what your body wants, why you are eating the chocolate Easter bunny for lunch. Is it because it tastes delicious or because you're trying to ignore the fact that you and your husband or your partner had an argument and you just want the noise to go away? Any answer is okay, but you get to investigate that and be curious and be like, huh, what is going on? Why am I eating that? It doesn't matter about the rules. What? It's just you and you. Okay. Whew. I'm on a tear here, y'all. I got two analogies, sixth grade, eighth grade cafeterias. So good. And somebody, Catherine, has seen the movie. Thank God. Usually when I mention a movie, someone's like, I never saw it. So someone at least knows what I'm talking about. All right, fantastic. We have got two people who have raised their hands. So we've got Emily and then Catherine. And by the way, if you would like to coach with me live tonight, raise your hand. Let's have fun. We can, I promise, no cool kids tables, just you and me. Like we're gonna step outside and we're gonna have lunch underneath the tree. All right.
Okay, there.
Hey.
Can you
Hey,
hear
Emily.
me? Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm so excited to talk to you.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I was listening to your book today on my walk, and it was the first book, and it was the Star Wars analogies. So here I am
I
again.
know. I'm such a dork. Well,
I
this is, I mean, I walk my talk. You gotta be you. Like, I am the nerdy kid, and I'm like, screw the cool kids table. I am being all the nerds.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it.
Awesome.
Okay, so I am in maintenance right now, but okay, so I'm a teacher, so like I'm on spring break right now. So this week I feel like everything's running smoothly. But next week we go into like full on into spring sports. I have three kids too, and they're all in like soccer, and then also they're playing sports at school and club soccer, and I'm coaching their club soccer, which I've never done, but I'm like
Wow.
super excited to do. But
Nice.
I just know it's going to be a lot, and I am a nighttime eater. Like after I have dinner and I'm cleaning up the kitchen, like it's usually when I'm just like, what else is there? And I just don't want to fall like back into that, so I just kind of want to brainstorm some ideas like to help me deal with the schedule change next week, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. So first of all, this is super smart. You are anticipating a lifestyle change, basically. Whether it's the season of the sports season has changed, the season of the year has changed, or like you're moving, like so super, super smart that you are taking this seriously, that schedules will change and I need to plan for that. Great. Okay. So you have three kids and you're a teacher and you're going to be coaching. Did I miss anything?
Actually, yes, I teach Zumba on Wednesdays at the local YMCA.
Okay, no big deal. Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Can I be you? Wow, how do you do
Yeah, no,
that?
I do, and that's the thing is like, so it's funny, like a year ago, I was like, I went to chat GTP. Did I say it right? Because my 15-year-old says I always say it wrong.
No,
But
you got it. Yeah.
I think I get the letters wrong because I'm not cool. But anyway, like I like did like type, I like was like, give me my ideal day and here's what I want. And I like manifested that I wanted to coach their club soccer because this is his last year playing club, and then he'll be in high school playing. And so I was like, I would really, and I played soccer like from age 8 through high school. So like it excites me to get back in the game. Then I have a big gap of ages in my children. So my youngest is 6. So I feel like now she's at the point where she's pretty independent and I can actually like coach my older two, you know? So like a year ago I wrote that I wanted to do it and now it's happening. So like that's really exciting, but I am getting a little nervous just with the time commitment and stuff.
Okay, so let's look at what are the things you need to plan for.
Okay.
Naturally, you need to plan for the logistics of getting from here and there to everywhere,
Yes.
and as well as the logistics of planning for your school curriculum as you're teaching, so your
Yeah.
job. But I'm assuming also grading papers, tests, things like
Yeah.
that.
Then we're coming upon like standardized testing time, so
All the fun stuff.
all the fun
Not to mention food, like every now and then we'd like
Yes.
to eat.
Right. A few meals.
One would guess there's dinner for the whole family, but there's also you personally, what's your lunch? What's your
Yeah.
breakfast? And then, oh my gosh, when do you take a breath and actually sleep?
Yes.
Okay. So of those things I've mapped out, what have you already kind of thought through and what do we need to think through together?
Okay, so I actually feel like my sleep is really good. My sleep, I have like a very solid morning routine. I get up like way before anyone else to kind of like journal, do my no BS plan for the day, and then I do work out, like I just lift at home on the days that I and not going to the gym to teach Zumba. And then like I'll have my breakfast after I work out. So like by the time I get to school, like I feel pretty good. Like, and then I did notice like the week before spring break that I was trying to do too much like on a Monday at school. Like I'd have my list for things that needed to get done at school and I was trying to like power through it. And then I'd come home Monday and like eat to give my brain a break. So I did go back to like prioritizing a list at work. And then I kind of thought I need to do that like for life stuff too. 'Cause of course I'll still need to be like making appointments and remembering to put this on the grocery list and, like things that I'm not really anticipating. The logistics of getting everyone everywhere is okay, because my older two go to the school that I teach at, and then I will take them right from their like practice at school just to the club practice. So they'll be with me the whole time. And then my husband works from home, so he has a lot of flexibility. So he's going to take care of my daughter and getting her where she needs to go. And my dad is also helping me coach. So he's retired and he's already offered like to help me run. So I think I'm good there. I just kind of think I'm a little worried about like when I come home, because I think I'll have like an adrenaline rush from like coaching and being excited about it. And like I want to be able to come down, but I know I'll be pretty hungry too, because I won't get home till like 6:30. And I mean, I'm really good with like packing lunches and I eat like the same meals on repeat. So I just don't, and I can pack snacks, so that's not a big thing, but just like making sure I take a moment to like breathe and see like what I really need before I dive into dinner. That's that transition, I think, is the one that kind of gives me the most like concern.
Okay, we will definitely talk about that transition between getting home and actually eating dinner. But who is in charge of making dinner or getting dinner on the
Oh,
table?
undecided. No, it kind of depends. It depends on the night. So, I have planned to do like a like prep a meal so we can just like throw it together and eat on like Monday night, because everyone has practice on Monday night. Tuesday nights, I'll be home to cook, and then Wednesday nights, my husband will be with my daughter at her practice, so I was going to have the 15-year-old cook, which he's already been doing because I'm not home for Zumba, so I just empower him to make whatever he wants for dinner. And then Thursdays and Fridays will probably be on me, but I've done a lot leading up to this. I've done a lot more like I buy a full rotisserie chicken and then like we just throw it into meals throughout the week, or like I will brown ground beef and then we just make meals off of that. So I think even though it will fall on me, like I think I have some plans. I just want to make sure I'm still like stopping at enough with what I have planned.
Amazing. Okay, great. So it sounds like Monday is the challenging dinner.
Yeah.
And then the rest of that falls through. So we certainly
Yes.
can talk about how to figure out what's for dinner for Monday, but what I'm hearing you say is you're less worried about what's for dinner and more worried about eating past enough.
Yes. Because I've
Okay.
already let go of like, we might not sit down for a family meal. And like, everyone
Yeah.
might just be doing, because eating and then doing your homework, or I need to take a breather. So I'm going to go upstairs and just shut the bedroom door and take a couple deep breaths and then I'll be back down. So like, I've kind of let go, because right now we do sit and eat because we don't have like the plans. So I'm like, I've given that up because it just, we have plenty of car time to get caught up on things if needed.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Okay, so tell me about the drive from practice to home. Is that
It's like 15, 20 minutes. It's not bad.
okay? And are you like me and you tell yourself the story of like, I should be talking to my kids when I really would just like to zone out? Or are you
Yes.
totally happy zoning out?
No, I so right now the commute from like school to home, I just don't even turn on the radio. Like they have their, because they are both teenagers, so they just have their AirPods in and like they just watch, listen. I don't know what they're doing really. And I like quit turning on the radio because I'm like, I just need like, and I usually tell myself like, everything's gonna get done. It always does. Like I just kind of like try to calm myself down by the time I get home. So yeah, I really, yeah, I don't talk much to them. And they're pretty tired too, so it's okay.
True. Yes. I can do mom guilt with the rest of them. However, I would definitely say that giving yourself the gift of not having to have to try and engage your kids in conversation, especially when everyone's tired, is a blessing to everyone. Just
Yes.
like, it's okay. I can let that
Well, and
happen.
I feel like I'm kind of teaching them, like, like it's okay. Like, if you don't want to talk to me, that's fine too. Because really, we're kind of in the same boat. Like, you've talked all day to people, I've talked at people all day. Like, let's just
Yeah.
take a moment.
Have you ever heard of VU breathing?
Yes, and I do it.
Okay. I like to use that in the car. It could be a
Okay.
little weird with the kids in the back, but particularly if they've got something in
Will
their
they even
ears.
know?
Yeah. It's and maybe even a hand on the heart. Like for whatever reason, when I'm driving, it's like my brain is just enough disengaged that all of the anxieties tend to surface. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so anxious while I'm driving. It's not the driving, it's the thoughts. And so definitely like some just nice VU breaths. And for anybody who's listening, when I say that, it's V as in Victor, O-O, and you breathe in and you make that VU sound as you're breathing out, just nice, long, long, long exhale. And putting your hand on your heart, this is regulating your nervous system and basically signaling to your body, hey, we're safe. We're not being chased by anything, nothing with pointy teeth, it's safe. Okay, so Emily, talk to me about when you get home, ideally, what would you like to do? And realistically, what's probably actually going to happen?
Ideally, I would like to walk into a dinner that's made and just sit down and eat. Realistically, I'll probably, even if it's not my night for dinner, I'll probably have to either help finish or help serve, and like carry all of the things in from the whole day. But I know all of that can wait, but my brain like wants to get all of that, like all the bags unpacked and start a sink of dishes for the dishes to start soaking. Like I think I just need to let go of the fact that like it can't all be done in that moment. And right now I do like to like pack lunches while I'm prepping dinner, and I think I'm gonna have to let that go too. Like maybe eat dinner, take a beat, and then finish up like what needs to be done, like as far as prepping for the next day. I can't let go of that because then, like my day isn't set up for success the next day, but I think I can let go of the timing of
Okay.
doing that. So I think realistically, I could come in, help finish dinner. Sometimes I plug in No BS when that helps because, if my husband's home and working from home, he has ADD, so, and he doesn't take medicine. So he has like the TV on full blast because that's how he concentrates. And I'm the complete opposite. So sometimes I'll put in my earbuds and listen to No BS, or sometimes I'll just listen in so no one does and
Oh, I
thinks
am so with you. Yeah.
that
I'm like, I
I'm
can't hear you. What'd you say? Stop
I'm
talking
like,
to me.
what? I'm sorry. So, because I do need just like I am just a person who needs like the quiet to kind of decompress. So I think I can give myself that while I finish getting ready, even if I'm not alone in the kitchen, like getting dinner ready. And then my favorite thing to do is take a bath at night. And so maybe I just take my bath before I worry about like lunches for tomorrow and the dishes and all that next day prep, if that makes sense.
Okay, some thoughts. What I'm hearing is Monday is a little bit of a pinch point. Other days of the week sort of fall in line. Is there a chance that on Sunday you could pre-prep both Monday's lunches and Tuesday's lunches so that Monday
Ooh.
night you don't have to worry about Tuesday's lunches?
Yes, I could. Yes.
Okay.
All right,
Is there
I'm just
anything else you could
writing.
do on Sunday to prep for Tuesday so Monday night is easier?
I could probably prep honestly like both dinners, or at least like a loose idea of what they're going to look like and who's going to need to do what.
Okay.
Now my son was also invited. I feel like I'm making this up, but it's so true. My son oldest was also invited to be a part of a travel team that's part of the club soccer, and they will
Because of
have games
course.
on Sunday afternoons, between 3 and 5. But
Yeah.
like, and another thing, sorry, Lizzie,
This is our life.
all
This is good.
when summer comes, I'm just going to be like, oh, what do I do with all this time? So,
Yeah.
but Sunday mornings are like my favorite because, everyone sleeps in except for me. And so I could definitely prep that stuff Sunday morning or during the day
I
before
love
I
this
kind
plan.
of
So from
go.
5:17 to 6:29 a.m. on Sunday mornings, you're gonna prep those Tuesday lunches. It's gonna be great. Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, and I've already decided, I told my husband, I was like, for his travel games on Saturday or Sunday, can like I just go and not the whole family? Because I think I just need some. He's like, yes. I was like, perfect. It works for everyone.
Everyone is happy with that. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, talk to me also about Monday night things that need to get done, like you mentioned dishes, etc. Is there anything you can delegate?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I already delegate laundry, so I could just have another child do dishes. And we have a dishwasher, so it's not like we are, I mean, really, you just put them in and push the button. So, yes. Okay. I will delegate more.
So it
And
seems like the short-term focus is like, let's solve for Monday nights because that's when everyone's got something going on, and also it's the beginning of the week and it can kind of set the tone. And so if you're prepared for Monday nights, that and so Tuesday is already set up, that's probably going to make Tuesday through Thursday slash Friday a little
Okay.
easier.
Well,
Whereas
and also I know my brain likes to like predict that it's going to be awful, and like in reality I know it will be fine. And I think once I live it once, I'll be like, oh, that wasn't even what I thought it would be. Like it did all, even in the moment that it feels stressful, I think like when I lay down to go to bed, which my bedtime routine is very protected. My older children tuck me in at 8 p.m. because I don't.
Gosh, are we twins?
That was the best thing I ever did. I did that like 5 years ago. I was like, why am I staying up to put them to bed when
Right.
they just, oh, so if I could just get till 8, I mean, I'll be golden.
Okay.
Oh,
I had two things. So there's two things I wanted to offer you. One is more global. Let's go with the more focused one.
okay.
What could be a backup plan if, like, it just does not go the way you planned? And so it's like, screw it, we're getting takeout. Everybody, we're ordering from the local place. And like, what is a good, better, best version of what you could get from the local place that you're like, it's better, it's not good, it's not best, it's fine. Maybe I can split it in half, maybe throw, the leftovers on top of a bed of lettuce for lunch tomorrow. What could that be?
Okay, yeah. Well, we have all, I mean, not a lot of options because we live in a small town, but like there are a lot of places that we frequent. So there's like a local Mexican place.
Oh my gosh, that's
And I
great.
love their fajitas. And it's,
Okay.
well, actually, I get the fajita bowl and it has like beans and rice and it's
Yeah.
always too much for me to eat. So that could then be my lunch for the next day. Let's see, what else do the kids? I mean, I'm in the Midwest, so a classic Culver's is always an option for
Yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And I do like their chicken strips or their salad, so I could like buy an extra bag of lettuce and just throw it on top. And I plan my meals like on Friday night, because I'll pick up groceries on Saturday. So I do have a plan for like what it's going to look like, so I could easily add like a couple backup things in as well. Those are probably the main two. I mean, they love like their fast food, but it just doesn't do it for me like McDonald's. But I have this week that I'm home, I've been making like extra, I made like an extra batch of chili and I froze it for next week in case I'm in a pinch. So I think maybe just continuing to think ahead like that. Like if we I'm big on leftovers, so like if they're getting too old and I don't want to throw them out, I could always freeze them.
Okay.
And because even just having like one on backup for like the crazy Monday or Tuesday
Right.
packing lunch would help.
Yeah. Okay. You clearly are great at planning.
Okay.
I have so much admiration. So this is fantastic. Your original question, though, was like, how do I handle like the stress?
Yes.
So do you feel like you need more of a like a body release or a feelings release?
I think maybe feelings, because I know where I feel the feelings, but sometimes I think like I shouldn't feel the feelings. Like I've been wanting to coach them for a year, so I shouldn't be thinking that it's going to be too much. And So maybe I'm kind of like judging myself for how I'm feeling about it now that the time is here. Or like, I know this is, I think it was a replay. I heard you say like, when they were little and like a woman or man would be like, oh, enjoy it. It goes so quick. And you're like, okay, I'm just literally trying to survive. Like one's here at the grocery store. Like, okay, thank you. But it's true. And so sometimes I think like, I should enjoy this that they want me around because they, like maybe won't always. And so I think then sometimes I just feel bad. Like when I'm like, especially my boys are older, so they get it. But especially like my 6-year-old, like I do say things like, and maybe it's not bad. I might just be judging myself, but I will say out loud, like, I'm overstimulated right now, so I need you to go, do that for yourself. Or, and sometimes I'm like, oh, she's only 6, and I'm telling her like, I can't because it's too much for me. But then maybe I think like I'm giving her the language that it's okay to like be at your max. And yeah, so maybe it's just a lot more of like judgment than I realized it was.
This is good stuff. So, quick thought on the like what you're telling your 6-year-old. I don't know if this will help or not. Like, I by no means may do it perfect. But I got to a point in my parenting where I was like, I know I am screwing this up. I know I am making mistakes, and they will have things to talk to their therapist about. But if they know they're loved, that's a win.
That's true.
And
Yes, I feel that. Absolutely.
So I was like, ah.
I know. And I do sometimes go back and I'm like, I love you. I just needed a moment. And like, and she gets overwhelmed too. I mean, she's in kindergarten, but the rigor for a kindergartner in today's education, like she came home one day and was like, I can't say one more word. I just need a snack on the top. I was like, you truer words have never been spoken, girlfriend. So, yeah, I just, it's hard,
So with the judgment and with the feelings and the like, I should be more grateful, all the thoughts, I would encourage you to consider adopting, particularly on Mondays, but any time of the week. Like if you get this done twice in the week, it's a win. And just going through the feelings exercise, which I'm very happy to put in the chat. If you give me a second, but it's basically you just ask yourself, what am I feeling? And you're looking for one word. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling obligated. I'm feeling tired. One word. And you just say, I'm allowed to feel that way. I don't have to fix it. I don't have to do anything about it for just this next, for just a minute. I'm allowed to feel frustrated or anxious or guilty or whatever. And then, important, you take a big breath, and you blow it all the way out. Ooh, big, big, big sigh. And that sigh, that breath out, regulates your nervous system. Now, I find doing this like 5 times in a row is really helpful because usually, like that third or fourth layer of feelings is like, oh, that's what's really bothering me. I'm feeling guilty because I feel like I should be appreciative, but I'm feeling pretty pissed off right now because of whatever. And so, so that can be the thing that can get under your skin. So I would encourage you to either do that like on the drive home. Or maybe when you get home, if you're like, hey, everybody, I just need a minute. Or when you're taking your bath, just allow yourself that minute to be like, what am I feeling? I'm allowed to feel that way. I don't have to fix it. And just take a big breath.
Well, and then I went to ask coaches. I mean, I'm always an ask coaches, but I went with something similar because for a while I had food feeling like a reward for me at the end of the day. And in working with ask coaches, my like ping pong to that was like, it may feel like a reward right now, but is it really getting me where I want to be? And so that's kind of what I use now is like future Emily going to be, I think you said this again, I think it was you, is like future Emily going to miss these 2 bites tomorrow? Like probably not. Actually, I know she's not because you've left them before and it didn't matter. Is future Emily going to be like, is she going to think that the spoonful of peanut butter with chocolate chips on top did make you feel less stressed? No, she's not. So just kind of thinking about that and like realizing that future self could be 5 minutes from now,
Right.
not necessarily 3 months down the road or even tomorrow. Just like
Right.
in
Right.
5 minutes, are you going to be like, oh, that was helpful or not so much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or the other side of that is like, how much am I really going to miss this
Yeah.
3 minutes from now, 3 hours from now, 3 days from now? Am I going to
Yeah.
really miss that spoonful of peanut butter?
Right.
Maybe,
Right.
maybe not.
It's
Cool.
always there if I need it.
That's just true, true. All right, Emily, before I let you go, I need to know what position you played in soccer, because I played soccer too.
Did you? Okay. So I played, well, when I was younger, I played mid. That was way too much running. So then in high school, I switched to forward, and
Okay.
I mean, I love being a scorer, so that was really good. I'm a little jealous. My oldest son is he's a forward, but like his footwork, I'm like, that is not what I learned in the 90s. Like, I don't know where you learned that. So, and then my younger son is a defender. He's a really good defender. And so it's just really fun. Like, I was the mom on the sideline. So I'm like, it's just time for me to get in there. But what
That's
position did
great.
you play?
I mean, the best one, I played goalie.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I
Well,
was
what
way too
happened
scared of
was in
the
7th grade, I was the only one that was willing to get muddy and dirty. And the coach was
ball.
like, well, if you want it. And I was like, sure, why not? Let's get
And then you're
dirty.
locked in because no one else wants to do it.
Forever. I played till my junior year in college. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Fun.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Lizzie. I
Yeah,
really
thank you,
appreciate
Emily.
it.
I'm so glad to meet you and get to talk to you. And anytime, if there's any everything I can help you with,
Okay.
please just hit that blue question mark on the site and it'll take you to the emails and just say, send this to Lizzie and you
Okay,
got it.
I will. All right.
Awesome.
All right,
Thank you
thank
so much.
you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So good. We got Catherine coming up and then we got Carly next. One thing that was clear about Emily is that she has got some plans and some rhythms, and that is really impressive. And I would like to think that like the plans that she makes, she's like, she doesn't look at them as, I'm guessing, as an obligation, but more as like her plans probably make her life go easier. So if you're ever struggling to make a plan, think about like, how does this make my life easier? So, hey, Catherine, if you can hear me, please unmute and share your video if you can. And I'll ask you to unmute and ask to start your video. Darlene says, being goalie is no joke. This is true. I once had someone land on my leg. I was like fetal position on the ground with the ball on my belly, and someone landed on like my femur. And I really thought that they broke my femur, which is like a sizable bone, but it turned out it was okay. But it was a hell of a bruise. It was impressive. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, you can call me Katie.
Perfect. Hey, Katie,
Okay.
how you doing?
Yeah. I wanted to let you know that I would totally be sitting at the nerd table with you in high
Okay.
school, talking about Star Wars. So,
Oh, and see, isn't that the beauty of getting older where you're like, let's
yes.
be nerds together? Who
Yes,
cares about the cool kids?
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that I'm going to cry, but I might. I don't know. We'll see.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Well, I'm having a hard week. I am also a coach right now. I actually coach, I'm an education coach for Head Start. And I've been in this position for 3 years. And it's not for me. I don't enjoy it. And I finally was able to move into another position in my agency. So I didn't have to leave the agency, but I will be working directly with families, as a Head Start, early Head Start home visitor. And I'm like super excited. So I'm basically going from a job that I don't enjoy, and is stressful to a job that I know that I'm going to enjoy. But this is my last week in this position, and it's been really hard emotionally for me. I've never felt like good at it, and I'm just kind of like my boss loves me, My partner, the other coach, loves me. We're very close. They're sorry to see me go. But the people that we've served and the people that I was supposed to be, working with are just like, it's just like I'm just leaving. Like it, I've gotten it, it's just been really hard. And I don't know. I struggle. Like I'm 54, but I don't feel 54. And I struggle a lot caring about what other people think of me. And it's funny because I'm going through menopause, so you see all that stuff that like you shouldn't care. Like I'm not supposed to care anymore because I'm in my 50s and it's supposed to feel, so free and so liberating, and it doesn't. I've acknowledged that about myself. Like I am a highly sensitive person, and I don't really want to change that about myself. Like that is the way I am. But so anyways, I'll back that's my week. Like that's what's going on this week. So I have been planning, and I'm pretty new to like doing the four basics. So I feel like pretty good about them. I've been planning for about 2 weeks now. And not only planning, but also at the end of the day, I've built it into my routine to actually sit down and review the day and where did I have an overeat? What else did I eat? So, like, I'm really getting good at collecting data, and I'm really happy about that. That's the first time ever that that's the first time ever, thank you, that I have made that routine for
Okay.
myself. So I'm really happy about that. So this morning, as I was writing my plan and I was like doing my morning stuff, I decided that I was going to. So here's my, this is the question. I decided that I was going to let myself, I was going to give myself permission to eat a chocolate snack at work when I was hungry. And then if I need to eat a brownie tonight while I'm watching TV, like that would be okay.
Okay.
My question is, I think that I will be hungry, so I'm not worried. It's not like I'm technically overeating, but it's almost like I'm writing emotional planning into my day. And I don't know if that's, do you know what I mean? Like, is that, am I just trying to cheat the system? Because I'm basically saying like, oh no, like wait, my daughter and I, we like to make those cake in a mug things like in the microwave. And I'm absolutely hungry enough that I could eat one this
Okay.
evening, but I just feel like am I just like playing the system basically by doing that?
Okay. So I want to address your question and then I want to circle back to some of the more emotional things you said. Is that okay? Real quick, first for context, when you're planning a brownie, you're planning a chocolate in the morning, is this like, let's just start with the brownie. It's in the evening, right? Is it like you're eating it for dinner or you're eating dinner plus the brownie?
I just ate dinner and I just had like a small dinner,
Okay.
kind of like saving room for the brownie, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're being very intentional. You're making sure, you still have some hunger. You're not over, you're not eating a full dinner and then being like kind of an emotional, I shouldn't, but I want it type of thing with the brownie. So that's great. So the intentionality is amazing. So your question is, am I gaming the system? So the answer is no, because you're being intentional. But the question is, are you truly hungry? Are you eating to enough? Do you want to put the brownie as dinner because it's delicious and you want it? So that's kind of the surface question around the am I gaming the system? Will this help me lose weight?
So we're going to stay surface for a minute and then we're going to get deeper. So in terms of the surface, if it's like, I know I want the brownie, why not have it for dinner and then see if you're still hungry?
Okay. Maybe I can try that tomorrow. Like put that, okay, put that on my plan and yeah.
And if you're still hungry, then what?
Yeah.
Would you have more brownie? Would you have whatever dinner
No.
was?
No, that would just make me feel hungover the next day. Like because I get like hangovers kind of from sugar. So yeah, I would probably have like maybe some peanut butter and some milk or something, you know, something like that.
So the short answer to your question is no, you're not gaming the system. It sounds to me like you know you want the brownie. You're planning it. You're being intentional. I love that. I do not hear any like self-judgment or guilt around like I shouldn't, but tell me if I'm wrong. Is there any judgment around that?
I guess, yeah, there kind of is because I feel like I've heard coaching before where people are like, okay, well, you're obviously using that brownie for a reason, like you're using it to comfort yourself, and you know, what else can you do to comfort yourself? And I'm kind of like, I guess I just kind of feel bad, like I don't know. I don't know if I've ever eaten a brownie and not felt comforted. Do you know what I mean? Should I be trying to comfort myself in other ways? Should I just like be trying to get through this week? I'm living in an emotional state that I mean, I am an emotional person, but this is like, you know, above and beyond. So I don't know.
So this goes back to the intentionality.
Okay.
You are a no BS woman, and I want you to make choices and like your reasons. You know that brownies help you feel comforted. You know that you are in a week where it's like dialed up. It's 11 out of 10. And so maybe your brain is like, I need brownies to feel okay. And that is normal, probably based on your history. You know, we could address the nutritional aspects long term if you wanted to, but for the purposes of this week, it's like, how do you plan intentionally, plan for both your body and your mind and your emotions. If you want to have a brownie for dinner, you're a no BS woman. You can plan that. You can do that. And you can love your reasons. You can love every bite of it and be like, okay, how do I feel now? That's all. That's totally okay. Now, the next question, when I said, like, we're going to start surface and go deeper, I was going to ask you, what is the brownie doing for you? So, what is different about a brownie than spaghetti.
It's like it's a celebration, it's a reward that I made it through the day.
And what I would say, particularly at this stage in this week, your brain really wants that. Your brain is really craving that safety of like, I made it through the day. And if the brownie is how you know to do that, I would rather you plan the brownie for dinner and have that and be done rather than plan the spaghetti and the salad and the bread and then be like, I shouldn't have a brownie, but I really want the brownie. So I'm going to have the brownie. Over time, and particularly when you're in a new role and your nervous system's feeling a little bit more regulated, you're feeling more safe, more safety. We could begin to explore, is the brownie the best way to help you feel comforted? It is a way. It's not good or bad. It's not moral. No judgment whatsoever. It is a way. And it has consequences on your body, you know, in terms of nutrition, nutrients, the scale, et cetera. There are other ways we could explore to help you meet that need of comfort, but meeting the need of comfort with a brownie is not wrong. It is just one way of many. And because you're in a rather acute moment, I'm not sure it's a great idea for us to be like, you know what, let's hold off on the brownie and like, let's snuggle with a blanket. You could try
Right.
that, but let's handle the acute sort of fight or flight moment right now and navigate that within the what's going to allow me to make a plan, eat to enough, stop it enough, and feel good about my choices. What do you think?
I think that's good.
Okay. How would you feel about a circling back to really caring about what people think?
I would love you to tell me, get any advice that you want to give me. Yes, that would be
Well, I'm
good.
not sure I have any advice. I guess I want to really normalize it that, we are human beings. It is baked into our DNA as social creatures, as communities that we are built to rely on each other. That's, back in the caveman days, like we our survival depended on fitting in with the tribe. And so it's not a weakness. It's not a moral failing. It's not a like you should know better that you care about what other people think. It is baked into your DNA as a human being. All of us can say, I shouldn't care. And that makes intellectual sense in our cognitive brain, but in our lower lizard brain, it's like, but I really care. And we always will. It's okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if there are opinions that have been said to you, or opinions that you are inserting, assuming other people are thinking, that's causing you suffering. So, like you're the story you're telling yourself about what other people think, that could be creating some more stress and suffering for you. That is something we can unwind together. And so we can be like, are you sure? Is it a fact that they're thinking that? And if they are thinking that, so what? What does that mean? We could go down that road, but I just wanted to normalize, like, of course you care. We all do. It's
Yeah,
normal.
and I've been really exploring that. I am a journaler. And I've been really separating out like how much suffering do I create for myself by projecting what I think people are thinking. So that's something that's I think that's going to help me calm down a little bit too doing that.
If you're interested in some prompts, there's four questions that can be really useful in just terms of like if you're sort of self-coaching, if you're like, I'm really getting turned up and on the inside about like what so and so thinks. These four questions, and I'll put them in the chat, are the following. What's the story I'm telling myself? So the story I'm telling myself is Joe and Susan think that I am a terrible coach because of this, this, and that. That's the story I'm telling myself. Question number two is, what am I making that mean? And sort of sub underneath that is, what am I making that mean about me, about others, about the future? So what am I making that mean? I'm making this up, obviously, but like I'm making it mean that I'm a terrible coach. I'm bad at my job. I'm going to get fired for sure. And Joe and Susan are going to speak to my boss, and this is what my brain would make like. My brain always likes to go to, I'm getting fired. I have been confident I'm going to get fired from OBS at least four times. Happily, it hasn't happened yet.
God. Oh, that's awful.
and so like, what am I making that mean? And the third question is, what am I afraid of? And so I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. I'm afraid I won't have an income. I'm afraid they'll think I'm stupid. They'll find me out. Whatever the thoughts are. And then the question is, what else could be true? And that's where you're like, all right, is it a fact that Joe and Susan think I'm bad at my job? Did they say that? What else could they be thinking? For example, I have a client who has lost like 160 pounds. Amazing. She has loose skin, and so she has her legs are a part of her body that she doesn't feel great about, but she's got like lipedema, so there's like fat storage in various parts. And so anyway, she's going to this massage therapist who specializes in massaging through fat stores in various parts of the body, and she's very self-conscious. And so I said, those same questions. What's the story you're telling yourself? What are you making it mean? So the story she was telling herself is this massage therapist would be disgusted would be like, I can't believe this person looks this way, that type of thing. And I said, okay, that makes sense that your brain would think that. Is it a fact? Do you know it's true? What else could be true? And so I offered to my client, it's also possible that this massage therapist could be thinking really like in awe of you for having lost 160 pounds, because that is an amazing accomplishment. She could be thinking how amazing it is that you take great care of yourself, that you're going to a massage therapist to get this taken care of. She could be thinking about something completely outside of you altogether. And so, assuming this massage therapist doesn't share with you what her thoughts are, so you never really know, why not walk into the massage assuming she's thinking admirable thoughts about you, that you lost 160 pounds? Why not? Because you don't know. How does that land for you?
I love that because I think that that's really one of the keys to living a good life is the story that you tell yourself about your experience. Yeah. And you have the power to change that story. That's not the final story if you don't want it to be.
One of my favorite stories, oh my gosh, and it even is the right one today. One of my favorite stories I tell myself. So I know that if my brain, if I let leave it to its own devices, my brain will come up with the problems. So I put a note card in my pocket every day and I flip it out. So it's not always the same. I'm gonna unblur. But today is one of my favorite stories. So everybody take a screenshot. Is it backwards? It's backwards for
Oh,
me.
it's not backwards, no.
What does it say, Katie?
It says, everything is always working out for me.
That's the story I tell myself.
Love
And
that.
even when things don't go the way I want, I decide it's working out for me because it's teaching me something. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm getting stronger.
That's
What
awesome.
a great way to wrap it up.
Thank
Okay.
you so much.
You're so welcome, Katie. And as you move forward into the rest of this week, like I think this week is about nurturing yourself, navigating some intense stuff, and giving yourself grace, possibly doing some of the same tools I gave to Emily with like, what am I feeling? I'm feeling anxious. I'm allowed to feel that way. Big breath, breathe it out. The notes on how to do that are in the chat. And then please write to me and ask coaches. Like, let's help you navigate this transition, navigate whatever stories you're telling yourself so that you can make this an experience that is working out for you, for sure.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Awesome. Thank you for raising your hand. All right. Thanks, Katie. All
Yep.
right. Enjoy your brownies.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We had somebody else had their hand raised, but I don't see them anymore. So whomever you were, if you put your hand down because you're like, oh, there's not enough time, I apologize. I totally would have gone over if you wanted to, but please feel free to reach out to me and ask coaches or that blue question mark at the bottom of every page on the website just goes to our emails and you can always say, please send this to Coach Lizzie. Everything is always working out for me. Exactly. I've not seen everything in the chat. So if there's something, Maureen said, oh, thank you, Maureen. Coach Lizier, you're the best. So much wisdom, compassion, kindness. Thank you so much. Isn't it fun? I mean, that I get to do this and get to be with you all and just, this is the best that I just get a chance to be a mirror back to you for your gorgeousness, your light, the amazingness that you have inside you, because it is so there. I can see it. I love No BS Camp because the room is just filled with these beautiful souls. And I'm like, I just wish you could see yourself through my eyes because you are so incredible. You are so beautiful. You have so much light to bring to the world. And so the more that you allow yourself to set yourself free from those old rules, the old, trying to fit in with the cool kids table, like let's not worry about them. The diets, they can do their thing. They can do their rules. Let's focus on what works for you. You get to choose the rules for your life. You are a grown ass, no BS woman. If you want to have a brownie for dinner, you can do that. And love your reasons. And if you want to say, I'm choosing a brownie for dinner because I am choosing that to comfort me and I own it, amazing. It's you and you, and we're in it together. All right. So much love to you all. Thank you so much. If there's ever, ever, ever anything I can do to support you, please reach out and ask coaches or the blue question mark. And we are always here for you. And if you're doubting, if you're like, I just feel like I'm hanging on by my fingernails, reach out. If you're like, I don't know if I'm allowed to have a brownie for dinner, you get to make the rules. Isn't that great? So, anyway, you're the best. Mwah. I will talk to you soon. And until then, go be awesome and shine your light. Bye.